Okay, the Government Ops Committee's back from recess. Moving on, item number 10, census update. We have Ms. Susan Barrow on the call. So, Ms. Barrow, if you could just kind of give us an update, we would appreciate it. So go, you have the floor, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, I just wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate you let me speak today about this. This project's very exciting to me. And the current update on it is we're on our final phase of the reviews for the questions that are being asked and the format for the online form, as well as the paper app or the paper survey. You guys should be getting a budget modification because we have decided to shift more of the funds to use for events and incentives instead of printing and professional fees. We determined that a contractor isn't going to be needed and everything can be done in-house. So what I've done is I've used our survey software that we have to build it. And I've been in contact with our communications department to build the paper app or the paper survey. And so I'm not exactly sure when you guys should receive it, but that's where we're currently at right now. I did add an additional category or section for the census, and the new one is for household information, and that includes number of adults in the house as well as the number of children in the house.
Sure.
That's about where we're at right now. If I'll take any questions.
Thank you, ma'am. Go ahead. Is that Congresswoman Reford?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So I just want to say how pleased I am to hear that this initiative is going to fall under the Strategic Planning Department. And I heard that you mentioned that you guys may be requesting a budget mod. And if that's the case, then yes, please get that information down so we can address it during HUNCA. And also, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're in final review of the questions. And, you know, in the law that was the bill that was passed, 22-30, you know, we had set out the questions, you know, the 12 questions that Speaker Goodfox and I had kind of looked over and thought, well, these would be great questions, you know, to add to this bill. But we also, you know, wanted to express, and I think we did during the committee discussions, was that whatever questions that you guys feel that need to be included, please do so. Because the goal is that we, you know, start getting good information. And, you know, just a little bit of history. I love our strategic plan, and I love that footprint that we have for our government, you know, to follow the initiatives within, because that plan was derived by our people, that included their wants and their needs. And I thought one thing that we're missing, and it was a discussion that I had, you know, with Kaihika one-on-one at one time, was that I feel like we need to complement our strategic plan by doing a census so that we could get better information, so it helps us all make better decisions, all the branches, make better decisions on what our needs are, our actual needs based off of solid data, household data, because, you know, I think the speaker and I spoke for a long time over this initiative, because what we're lacking is to find out what the individual households may need. And I think it will create a great foundation for us as a Congress to appropriate money based off actual needs, not what people think we need. We will have actual data that'll help drive us in the future. And again, this is an initiative that I co-sponsored because, again, it's about thinking generations ahead and where are we now and where are we going. And I think that for this branch, it's definitely about, you know, it'll help us to maybe create new law or amend current law, and most certainly start respecting the appropriations, the justification piece of that money attached to these appropriations for direct services and things that we may need for our folks. Because at this time, we really don't know. We really have no idea, for example, about Congressman Keene's household. You know, how many children he has? Is he a caregiver? Is he married? Does he own his property? Does he own his land? Okay, you guys are funny. I don't know his Indian name. No, I'm kidding. I know what district he's from. But you know, what would his needs be? We don't really know, you know. And so I think it'll help us. You know, is he a caregiver for someone that's an elder person? You know, is there somebody in a nursing home in his family? You know, what kind of needs? And I believe the Health Authority Board, or CCAPECHA, was actually going to do a survey. And I really, at that meeting, urged them to work with the Strategic Planning Office. You know, let's get those health questions in there, too. So anyway, thank you, Susan, for joining the call. And thank you, Speaker Goodfox. You know, all of our bills are important, but this one is so dear to me because it makes sense and it actually lets our people, you know, have the opportunity to talk about their households, and it'll help us make better decisions. So thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. Is there anyone else?
I'd like to go into more detail about the gathering process that I took to get the questions.
Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Barrow.
So what I did was I had the questions that the specific Congress gave that had the specific information that you guys wanted to see. I also went to the Grants Department to see what kind of information they needed for when they apply for grants. Then I went to each of the secretaries and asked them. And then I went to all the directors and asked them specifically what information do they need for their reporting, what they want to see, because my goal is for this to be the information gathered is something that the departments can use so that they can improve their outreach for assistance that people need, and they can base it off the data that we gather based off the census. That's it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else? Go ahead, Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Chair Keene. Good morning again, Ms. Barrow. My question is, what is the term, or how do we calculate when you send out the census? I'm sure everything's anonymous, but is there a calculation you have for error, or people that will not fill it out, some that will just, you know, not find, you know, find it interesting to them, or maybe someone that fudges on their income, household income? Is there a variance that you're also going to calculate for us, that, you know, how exact your numbers and information will be?
Not really, because this is the first time I can use the variance that the Census Bureau uses.
Right.
But at this time, because it's the first and we have nothing to compare it to, I don't have that.
Okay. And also, is it like United States Census? Do we plan on doing one every 10 years?
We haven't discussed that, but it is going to be something on a regular basis. So 10 years, 5 years, it just depends on what we get back and how we look at it. And then based off the data and how we use it, then that will determine the time frame of the next one.
Okay, thank you.
Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. In the bill that was passed, it states that the Osage Nation shall conduct a census once every 5 years beginning in 2023.
Thank you for that information, Congresswoman Rivard. Is there anyone else? If there's no one else, we thank you for your time, Mrs. Barrow. Please keep us in the loop if you can. Tell Candy we also said hello. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Aye.